The first experimental coronavirus vaccine is sent for human tests. It uses a pretty novel strategy.
They are making vaccines based on the genetic code of the virus.
And global investors remain skittish over fears the outbreak can't be contained.
So we've seen a bit of a rally in so-called safe haven assets as panic has built about the spread of the coronavirus around the world.
Plus, what to watch for in tonight's Democratic debate. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we take a closer look at the new coronavirus vaccine that's just been sent for human tests, here's what you missed. Continued caution on global markets, following steep losses in the U.S. yesterday. The Dow suffered its worst decline in 2 years. This morning, Japan's Nikkei, which was closed on Monday, plunged over 3%. In Europe, shares opened slightly lower. Our finance editor, Quentin Webb, has more.
It's probably too early to sound the all clear, but at least based on trading in Asian markets on Tuesday, something closer to calm was starting to prevail. Sure, we saw a big sell-off in Japan, but that's because that was a market that was closed on Monday as the rest of the world was reacting to this weekend spike in the spread and scale of coronavirus cases. Elsewhere, though, actually, you know, we saw slightly more muted moves. In China, the Shanghai Composite closed down 0.6%, and the KOSPI in Korea, which suffered a big sell-off on Monday, actually regained a bit of ground on Tuesday, rising 1.2%.
Late yesterday, the Trump administration asked Congress to approve roughly $1.8 billion to fight the virus, with the flexibility to spend as much as $2.5 billion. An official told us the funds would go towards stockpiling protective gear and developing a new vaccine, something we'll look at later. But first, a few more headlines. An e-cigarette that knows your age. We report that Juul is pitching that to regulators as part of an application aiming to demonstrate the company's efforts to curb illegal sales to minors. How does it work? Well, Juul has already launched vaporizers abroad that include an option for the device to be unlocked or locked using a Bluetooth connection to an app. To sign on to the app for the first time, users have to submit a photo of themselves and government ID. In order to continue selling in the United States, all e-cigarette manufacturers have to submit their vaping products to the FDA for review by May 12th. Forget waiting in line to check out at the grocery store. Amazon is rolling out its checkout-free Go technology in a large grocery store in Seattle today. The technology uses an array of cameras, shelf sensors, and software to allow shoppers to pick up items and walk out, all without stopping to pay or scan merchandise. Accounts are automatically charged through a smartphone app once shoppers leave the store. Although Amazon's been using the tech in its smaller Go stores since 2018, improvements mean that it can now be rolled out to bigger stores. Amazon has said it plans to license the cashierless system to other retailers. Now, our main story. We're going to take a closer look at efforts to develop a vaccine to combat the coronavirus outbreak. A small company you might not have heard of, Moderna Therapeutics, shipped the first vaccine against the virus to the National Institutes for Health for human testing yesterday. It's a pretty fast turnaround and one that highlights the potential for what's known as platform technology to transform vaccine development. Our J.R. Whalen has been finding out more from reporter Peter Loftus.
So, Peter, is this unusually fast for a company to respond like this to an outbreak?
Well, I think it's the duration of their turnaround time that is unusual. You know, there have been many instances in the past when there's a new outbreak of a virus or a pathogen and companies start relatively soon developing a vaccine against whatever the pathogen is. But in this case, the fact that the company started this essentially in January and already has an initial batch of an experimental vaccine to provide to researchers to start a trial. That is a quick turnaround time.
What is the projected timeline from vaccine development to when it could be tested on humans?
The NIH, the U.S. National Institutes of Health, a division of theirs, is expected to start the first human trial of this experimental vaccine in April, by the end of April.
Peter, how did Moderna acquire the virus or get data on the virus to then begin development of a vaccine to fight it?
Well, that's an interesting aspect of this that speaks to the advances in vaccine technology. And in the past, you would normally need the virus for a vaccine maker to develop a vaccine, because a lot of them were based on, you know, weakened viruses or killed viruses. But in this case, Moderna and some other companies, they are making vaccines based on the genetic code of the virus. And so in that case, you don't actually need to have in hand a sample of the virus. You can actually get, and it turns out you can get it online, the genetic sequence of a virus. And so using that genetic sequence, the researchers at Moderna and at the NIH could kind of pinpoint what part of this genetic code would be a good part to then incorporate into the vaccine. And then the vaccine delivers this genetic code, and that sort of sets in motion a process where the person's body, their own cells start to make proteins that resemble part of the virus, which is not infectious, but then that basically helps the body's immune system then build up defenses against actually encountering the real virus in the real world.
Will there be lots of layers of approval for a potential vaccination like this?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. You know, there definitely are steps along the way. So the first trial, the NIH is saying, could have initial results by July or August. But at that point, it's unlikely that even if it's positive results, that they would say, okay, let's give this vaccine to everybody. I think they'd want to conduct another bigger trial just to make sure that this vaccine is safe and that it provides, protection against the virus. And so that's something that could last into next year.
But as is usually the case, there are no guarantees.
There's plenty of instances where an experimental vaccine goes into phase one testing and either, doesn't advance past that stage or even, say, a middle stage of testing, because either they find a safety issue or it's just not providing the level of protection that is required.
And Peter, are there other companies working on similar vaccines?
There's other companies that are, working quickly to try to develop vaccines, like Johnson & Johnson and Sanofi. And they each use different technologies, and they may take longer to get to the first stage of human testing, but they've certainly put their processes in motion.
You can find all of our ongoing coronavirus outbreak coverage, including our live blog, up on WSJ.com. And here's what else we're paying attention to today. Democratic presidential hopefuls will gather in South Carolina tonight for the last Democratic debate before the state's primaries on Saturday. Politics reporter Julie Bykowitz has more on what to watch.
Well, one thing that we're all watching for is whether the other participants in the debate finally take on Bernie Sanders, who is the indisputable frontrunner at this point, having just decisively won the Nevada caucuses. He's actually, even to the amazement of his own campaign team, skated through pretty much all of the debates without having fire really trained at him by the other candidates in the race. But now that we're, farther along in the primary process, and he has just kept on racking up wins, it seems likely that the candidates will start focusing more on Senator Sanders and less on each other.
Another candidate to pay attention to, former Vice President Joe Biden.
South Carolina is Joe Biden's make-or-break moment. He's got to be thinking about the debate Tuesday as his opportunity to close the deal with South Carolina voters. He hasn't done very well in the first couple of contests, although he did place a distant second to Senator Sanders in Nevada. And the whole time, former Vice President Biden has been telling his donors and his supporters to just hang tight for South Carolina, where he thinks he can rack up a big win. So we'll be watching for Biden to make that closing argument to voters that he really needs to come out for him in a big way in South Carolina just a couple days after the debate.
We'll have the highlights from the debate in our show tomorrow. Finally, in a growing number of schools across the country, girls are making the same request: free tampons. And here's the thing. Lawmakers, they're taking notice. Spurred on by student activists, more than a dozen state legislatures have recently introduced bills. The bills would require public schools to supply free tampons and other menstrual products in their bathrooms. Activists argue they're just like other essential hygiene products, like soap and toilet paper, that are already supplied by schools. As one student activist told us, quote, being a teenager is very stressful with everything else that happens. That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.